T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Friday morning, 27 degrees. Quick reaction to the announcement of the name for Wichita's new baseball team, Wind Surge. Much of the reaction, negative. City Council member Jeff Blubaugh tells KSN News.
I had over 250 posts on my social media this morning, on Facebook, everybody let me know about it. I'd say 90-95% of them were not very happy.
Franchise owner Lou Schweckheimer says of the naysayers, "We love your passion."
A new exhibit at the September 11th Memorial and Museum will open today.
The newest special exhibition at the 9/11 Museum is called Revealed, The Hunt for Bin Laden. It takes a look at the years-long search for Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. The exhibit not only tells the story of the raid in Pakistan that led to his death, but also Al-Qaeda's pre-9/11 attacks on U.S. embassies as well as the USS Cole in Yemen. There are interviews with key figures, including President Obama and CIA Director Leon Panetta. The museum was also given access to intelligence officers and military members that carried out the raid, many now speaking publicly for the first time. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Top House Democrats are signaling progress on a deal to pass a major North American trade deal.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says an agreement on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal negotiated by the Trump administration is imminent.
So we're in a good place. We, as I say, I want this to be a template for future trade agreements.
The U.S., Mexico, and Canada agreed last year to the deal intended to replace NAFTA, a 25-year-old trade pact, but Congress must sign off on any trade agreement. House Democrats have been working with the Trump administration to strengthen enforcement of environmental and labor provisions. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
National Philanthropy Day. It's a chance to recognize and pay tribute to people in the community helping make a difference.
The Wichita chapter is celebrating those who have been selected during a luncheon today at the Hyatt Regency, hosted by Steve and Ted from KNSS. Yolanda and Gene Camarena are being recognized as this year's outstanding philanthropist. Gene says sometimes it just takes a little of your time to make an impact.
You can make a huge impact just by spending 10 or 15 or 20 minutes with a person that really has a problem to solve or needs some advice or just needs a pep talk to get their confidence up. And your time and your talent is, in our opinion, the most precious thing you can share with somebody. And we've just seen it over and over with the young kids who come from tough environments. And all they need is a little direction, a little encouragement, and a little support. And it's amazing what they can accomplish.
To learn more about the Association of Fundraising Professionals, click on the link in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Retired Dean of Student Affairs at Wichita State University, Dr. James Rattigan, spent 37 years on the WSU faculty. He tells KNSS News he's optimistic about the future of the school.
I think we're in a really good shape there, and because of our circumstances in a modern-sized city, there's opportunity to work your way through school, and not everybody is in debt when they leave Wichita State. A lot of students work. Some of them work almost full-time to get through.
Dr. Rattigan, our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As high pressure moves on off to the east today, that will turn winds around to the south for us and help nudge our temperature up a few more degrees this afternoon. Sunny and 58 for the high today with gusty winds out of the south. Clear and 35 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be clouding up and breezy with a high 59. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Well, not much wind this morning. South wind at 3 miles per hour, partly cloudy and still chilly, 27 degrees. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And with us this morning is a U.S. representative from the 4th District of Kansas, Ron Estes. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
I hope it's warmer in Washington than it is here. Are you in Washington?
No, It's really not. When I left, all the cold air that was started in Wichita Sunday and Monday was here by Tuesday when I got here. So it's cold here, too.
We had a story on from Fox just a moment ago, quoting Nancy Pelosi, saying she thinks there's a real good deal. You're going to pass some sort of a trade, a USMCA trade deal, huh?
Well, I'm optimistic to hear that. I'm glad to see she's saying that now. The USMCA deal was brought up over a year ago now, and we've been wasting a lot of time on impeachment. But there's so many good things in the USMCA that I'm really an advocate. I really want to get it passed. And if she'll allow it to come to the floor, there's a lot of Democrats that will vote for it, as well as a lot of Republicans, because it's a good bipartisan solution that's going to make our country better and create more jobs and more economic growth and exports. So there's lots of positive things out of that.
You know, the layman looks at that. I'm going to call myself a layman, okay? I'm going to say, that stuff is so complicated to me. How would we know what's a good deal or bad deal for us? But I guess it's however you negotiate with the other people involved and how much they're going to buy from us and how much we're going to buy from them. And that's why we do these agreements, right?
That's right. And part of this, you know, some people are calling this NAFTA 2.0 because when NAFTA came in the early 90s, you know, there were a lot of things that either weren't covered or some loopholes were discovered in NAFTA as well. So this is coming back and fixing some of that, helping make sure that there is more content in North America, you know, more labor work, more material manufacturing production. It also fixes some of the dairy industry. Canada was given some special exemptions before in NAFTA because their dairy industry was getting started. So this kind of balances that out again and actually puts in some limits around intellectual property, making sure that countries don't steal another country's intellectual property. And at the end of the day, trade is such a great thing for all of us. It makes the world better off. It makes people wealthier. I mean, we bring people more income. People have been brought out of low income and poverty through trade than anything else. So we want to continue to make sure we trade with other countries. And we think we will get our fair share of all of that. Just because of the good American products and agriculture or manufacturing products we make.
Let's take a look at there are some pretty interesting ideas coming out about the medical health and medical insurance and so forth as we go into this. We're in this election cycle. But after all that settles down, after we know in 2020, do you think there could be a bipartisan effort by the Democrats and Republicans get together and say, here's what's good about what we have. Here's what's bad, and fix it. Like you're talking about fixing trade, maybe doing the same thing with healthcare.
Yeah, that's the tough part. I mean, there's so many things broken in our healthcare process, and part of that's because there's so many different types of government interactions in it, whether it's Medicaid, Medicare, government mandates around things that came under the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. There's just so many things out there. It's a tough issue to come in and work through. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of people that think politics before they think about what's the right policy for the country. And we've seen that in discussions this year in the things that have come up for us in the Ways and Means Committee have really been all partisan, one-sided bills that have come before us. And there's just not a willingness to work together because people are too interested in seeing what's going to happen the next election and how can they, quote-unquote, prepare themselves best for re-election and to keep mm-hmm. power. And so that's going to be a heavy lift. We've got a lot of work there, but it's so important. I mean, when we've seen drug prices go so high, we've seen shortages of good drugs, and unfortunately we're not focusing on that now because of all the time being wasted on this impeachment process.
Well, and we're just talking about that for a second here. You're watching that this week, I'm thinking my observation is that you're going to have to change some Republican minds on that if you're ever going to get anywhere on this. And it doesn't sound like too many of you and your fellow Republicans are changing their minds on this thing.
Yeah. I was very surprised. And of course, we were prohibited. Even me, I was prohibited from going down and reading the testimony of what was going on behind closed doors in the Intelligence Committee. And so, you know, they brought the hearings out into the public this week, which I think is a good thing because what was going on before was leaks that were coming out that weren't accurate, that weren't true. So at least this time, you know, everybody in America can see what's being talked about. And I was very surprised when I saw the testimony from Ambassador Taylor and Deputy Assistant Secretary Kent, that they weren't on the phone call. They didn't know anything about aid being held up. They didn't think there was any impeachable offense. And that was the star witnesses that were brought forth. And so it's really, in my opinion, it's a waste of time. I mean, what they're trying to do is make the president look bad before the election next year. And granted, Ambassador Taylor and Deputy Assistant Secretary Kent said they would have preferred the policy to be different. They thought a different policy towards Ukraine should have been followed. And when they gave their advice to the president, he chose to follow a different policy. And that seems to be their big complaint, was that their advice wasn't the one that the president used. And so that's not an impeachable offense. I mean, that's why we elect people, is to go make those decisions. And if the American people don't like those decisions, then we vote them up or down on the next election.
Congressman, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it. That's U.S. Congressman, of course, Ron Estes from the 4th District here in South Central Kansas. It is 7:43 now, time for the Free Ticket Friday Secret Sound with Steve and Ted. Going to play it for you one more time, and if you know what it is, call us at 869-1330, and you could win a couple of pieces from Papa John's and a pair of tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Again, here is the secret sound one more time. Unlike Morse code, these clicks usually come by themselves or in a pair of double clicks. Think you know what it is? 869-1330. Call now. You could be the winner on Free Ticket Friday. The Secret Sound with Steve and Ted. On the way, we've got Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Changes for a Wichita company. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.